Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dekas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dekas.
Well, hello and welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast. This daily devotional has specifically been designed to empower you in your calling to live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer. Now, this is episode 13 of the series Starting Over. We've all started a new year over, but maybe it's more than that for you. Maybe it's a new career or a new you, or maybe you've just come through such a season of so much disappointment or breakdown that really, literally, you're starting over. If that's you, or if you're just starting this year over, then this podcast is definitely, I trust, going to aid you and encourage you on your spiritual journey. In episode 1 to 4, we looked at three myths and the implications of these myths on our lives that sometimes cause us to start over in ways that do not really give us the best starting place to do so. Episode 5 to 8 focused on owning your piece of the past, and episode 9 to 12 was challenging us, really deeply challenging us, to allow our mind to come to a place of renewal. And so for the next few episodes, and today specifically, I want to speak to you about how you and I can be reminded but not defined. Reminded but not defined. You know, as this podcast has been developing and there have been a number of different episodes, I've realized that I've learned a lot. And in the next few episodes, I will be wrapping up this series. But the one idea from the series is really, how do we start over? How do we ensure that we start over, that this time won't be like the last time? And some of the key things that I've learned from the last few episodes have been things like this. We learn from our mistakes in the areas that matter the least. And then we go on repeating our mistakes in the areas that actually matter the most. Another thing that I've learned, and I've been challenged by this just in my own life in the last week or so, it's easy for us to be natural born blamers instead of owning our piece of the past or owning our piece of the situation. You see, if we don't end up owning our piece of the past, we end up smuggling these disappointments, these broken thoughts and thought patterns with us into the future, and we end up repeating the same mistakes over and over. We've learned that our lives move in the direction of our strongest thoughts. That's another thing we've learned during this podcast. That's why we need to often stop and ask ourselves, what was I thinking? And then we need to move to, what is Jesus thinking? Now, in one of the previous episodes of this podcast, I brought an example of a cake. You know, we looked at a cake and owning our piece of that cake, our slice, maybe your slice was, you know, 5% or 3% of that cake. But the fact is, you and I own a piece of the past, the way we responded, the way we acted, perhaps the way we carried things with us into the future. But today, and in the next few episodes, I want to speak to you not about your piece of the past, but the other 95% or 97% or maybe 85%, the part that you and I often like to talk about, you know, that part that gets us sympathy, because it makes us look good and it makes us feel good about ourselves. But just as blame enables you to smuggle the issues of the past into your future, unresolved anger or emotions over what others did to you or what situations caused you, often, if we don't deal with that, it allows those things to smuggle into our future. Have you ever been to somebody and you've been shocked by their story? You've been shocked by what they've gone through? It's happened to me a number of times. I've heard many stories like that. On the outside, this person looks, you know, like wrinkle-free and happy and a fulfilled life. But when we start hearing their story, we're often shocked and deeply surprised by their experiences. You know, when I have a moment like that, sometimes Shireen and I, we're driving in the car and we'll start talking. And you're like, hey, have you heard that person's story? And Have you, you know, I never knew that. I didn't know they were going through. You know, on the outside, they look happy and normal and healthy. And if you speak to them, their relationships are solid and there's a sense of... And when I hear that, I often just stop and dig for a moment. You know, how did you get there? When did this happen? How do you come to a place of wholeness and health? Because I want to discover, I want to find out. I want to be able to help other people that perhaps find themselves in a difficult situation like that. How come, you know, you don't wear this on your sleeve or perhaps in the way that you live? And you know what I'm surprised by? When I start digging, that 100% of the time, these people respond in this way. They say, my past will remind me, but it will not define me. Now, they use different vocabulary and different language for that, but that's what it boils down to. They're reminded by the things that have happened, but they do not allow that to no longer define them. The question that I have for you and for myself often is, you know, how long will we allow the things, the disappointments of the past to define us? Because I think there's a moment of sober reality that every individual has to face. How long are you going to drag this into the future with you? How long are you going to allow this thing to define your life? Maybe 5 years or 7 years, or the question then, you know, begs is, are you sure that this is even worth it? A few years ago, I listened to a YouTube clip by T.D. Jakes where he was speaking about, you know, how long will you allow something to define you? And it was fascinating to hear, you know, and thinking about some of my own experiences, some of the things that I've gone through. How long will I let that moment define me? Or is it time to move on? Because if I cannot move on from that, if I cannot release that, all that I'm doing is I'm smuggling that same thing into my future. And this is clearly, you know, not what God has in mind for you. This is not what he has in store for you. We have to ask ourselves the question, you know, what was I thinking? Why did I smuggle this into the future again? And we need to come to a place where we ask ourselves, what is Jesus thinking? Well, here is one thing that Jesus is thinking. We read about this in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, when the Apostle Paul speaks about this. He says, at last, we have freedom. Not in the future tense, we will one day we have for you. We have freedom. That is a now reality. For Christ has set us free, he says. And then he goes on to say, we must always cherish this truth. That's such a powerful little phrase. Always cherish this truth. Always cherish your freedom that you've received. And then he says, firmly refuse to go back to the bondage of our past. Just listen to this verse again. At last, we have freedom, for Christ has set us free. We must always cherish this truth and firmly refuse to go back to the bondage of the past. You know, there's a moment in your life when you have to release, you have to let go. It's as if the Apostle Paul carries on with this thread. In the same chapter, he says in verse 13, beloved, God has called us to live a life of freedom. You know, if you can just recognize that Jesus has invited you into a new life, then you can recognize that he makes all things new, and his life now resides in you. Something has shifted. When we start recognizing the reality of his work in our lives, it allows us to move on, because the past, the old, the Adam is now no longer with me. It's dead. It has been redefined in Christ. And that allows me and you to move forward. In Romans chapter 6, verse 12 to 13, the Bible says these incredible words. The opening phrase is, sin is a dethroned monarch. Now, I live in the United Kingdom. We know about the monarchy. Over the last number of years, we've had some interesting situations about the monarchy and how the family have actually moved in and out and gone through all kinds of challenges. But But what Paul writes, he says sin is a dethroned monarch. He no longer rules. So in other words, he says you must no longer give this dethroned monarch an opportunity to rule over your life, controlling how you live and compelling you to obey its desires and cravings. So then refuse, he says, again, there's that word, refuse. Refuse to answer its call to surrender your body as a tool for wickedness. Instead, passionately answer God's call to present your body to Him as one who has now experienced resurrection life. You see, this is what defines you. The past can remind you, but now this, His resurrection life, is what defines you. You now live for His pleasure, ready to be used as instruments of righteousness to God. The reality for each and every one of us is that this knowledge must be activated in your life. You must activate resurrection life. It comes by how you allow that knowledge to fill your thinking, because your life moves in the direction of your strongest thoughts. You see, as a new creation in Christ, you can, it's possible to come to a place where disappointments and failures of life only become a reminder and not a definder. Okay, I don't even know if there is a word like that. There isn't. But how do we become reminded and not defined? Because we are in Christ. This is our new home. This dethroned monarch no longer governs over us. God has invited you to see and behold something new, something remarkable. Next time can be different, not just because you and I want it to be, but because we allow God's work to be completed in us so that it actually can be. That's all we have time for today. If you want to dive in deeper or connect, there's some links in the episode. Subscribe, share, like, comment, come on. If you want to connect to Doxodale Online Campus, check out our website, doxodale.church. The next episode in this series is called Lay It Aside. Until then, live blessed.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.